Megan Trainor made you look. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is time for the PAC Spotlight. Bart Lovins is here, director of the Hardin County Schools Performing Arts Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We are awesome. We're so glad you're here. The arts, they are just something to live and behold, and you have been living it your whole life, basically.
Well, yeah.
And I think as someone as an
You
outsider,
say that like it's a really long time, Brian.
No, you've had a very rich life. That's what I mean. It's a very full and rich and wonderful life. But no, looking at somebody like myself who's not really talented but enjoys going to things and attending things and seeing things, there's so much beauty in art, and there's music and there's dancing and then the lighting and the staging and the acting. And you guys can teach this to kids from a very young age all the way up through adulthood and sometimes even involving adults.
Mm-hmm.
And the PAC is just such a wonderful facility. And you guys luckily also sometimes get to share with people who are in the educational process too.
Well, yet all of our programming is available to the students and to the teachers. And we're also in a process right now of trying to encourage more participation through workshops. It's something we dipped our toe in the water last year. We got some good feedback from the people who came to our audition workshops last year, and we're building upon that this year. We found out that people wanted to take audition workshops, and we thought it was to prepare for specifically for our PAC auditions, which are every summer. And we found out that they were really looking for just basic skills to scare away stage fright, for lack of a better term. So we're bringing in Kentucky Shakespeare this month, actually this weekend on Saturday, to do workshops for students first through, I think it's up to 11 years old, and then for teenagers through adults as well.
And it's so hard to audition for a part. It's a weird thing. You don't know what they want. You're not sure what they're after. You're trying to guess. And even though you've got the lines on the page, and maybe you've even seen the part you're going out for, maybe that's not the interpretation they're looking at.
Well, and when this isn't the thing that you do on a day-in, day-out basis, you know, you're just by showing up, you're going outside your comfort zone. You're trying something new and different. And we want to make that a pleasant and inviting and welcoming experience.
Well, you've been very inviting and welcoming to your summer intern. Sarah Mays is here.
Segway.
You're attending the University of Kentucky, but you graduated locally.
I did. I am currently going into my fifth year at the University of Kentucky, and I graduated from Central Hardin in 2019.
So what is it about theater that drew you in?
I am actually not in theater. I am a band nerd. I have been a band nerd since I was introduced to saxophone in the fifth grade.
So then why are you at the theater?
I am at the theater because I am studying arts administration at the University of Kentucky. And since I started performing at the PAC at band concerts, I was like, oh my gosh, Bart Lovins, I have to do what he does. Like, that's so cool.
I would say she looks up to me, but she's about a foot taller than me.
Well, the fact that there are so many ways to be involved in the arts is the part that's so fascinating. You see the finished product, but there's all that other stuff, and that's the part that always fascinated me the most.
Well, and I think that's part of what Sarah's getting out of this summer is you go into arts administration with what you learned there at college, but then the day in and day out, it's like, well, it's about your mission as an arts administrator. What are you trying to do? But it's also more so helping others fulfill their missions and their visions.
For sure.
We're going to bring Austin Mays up to the microphone now. No relation, ironically enough. And I've seen this young man act in a ton of features. Very talented actor. Thank you for being here this morning. And you have kind of just grown up in the theater.
Yes. I can't even remember when. I think it was about 6 or 7 years old whenever I started in the Nutcracker. I've been doing that every year. And ever since I was in sixth grade, I've been doing youth theater with, youth theater.
So you've got the next big show coming up. You're all already getting geared up for that. And it's going to be Oklahoma.
Yes, and in that, it is my biggest role I have ever had. I am Judd Fry, which, as many people know, is the villain of the show, And I love villains, so I'm really excited for this one.
This is going to be a really good one. And I'm sorry to say, that is really a heavy role. That's not a fun role.
Yeah, I've looked through the script, and I have a lot of questions about some of the things that they were writing at the time.
Well, if you'd like to understand the motivation of a guy from Oklahoma that's kind of sketchy, I got all kinds of stories, so I can help you with that.
Well, I'll be sure to get your number after this so I can ask you questions later.
Bart, if folks want to get involved in the theater and they want to be involved in PAC or maybe take this workshop, how do they reach out and stay in touch?
We're taking reservations for spaces in the workshop right now. Just go to our website, thepack.net, and while you're there, go ahead and fill out that audition form. We have auditions for Clue and Secret Garden on Father's Day weekend, and you don't want to miss that either.
All right. We've got every month we bring these folks in. It's the PAC Spotlight, and we are Quixie 98.3.